Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. I recently spoke with Dr. Karim Senna, who is Managing Director at Ariana Resources, asking him about progress at the Mineral Exploration Development and Production Company with Gold Project. Interests in Africa and Europe.
Recent news from your company centered on a summary of projects, so maybe you can just give us a rundown of that.
Absolutely. So starting with Dokwe, which is the flagship asset of the company now, we own 100% of the 1.1 million ounce Dokwe project, which comprises Dokwe North and Central, two locations separated by about 2 kilometres. This is at pre-feasibility stage currently, and we're working towards the feasibility study itself. We announced very recently, both through AIM and ASX, the commencement of works towards an 11,000 metre drilling program, which will kick off with an RC program, so reverse circulation drilling first, which is testing to a large part some of the peripheries of Dokwe from an exploration point of view, but also to provide some supporting data for the feasibility study. And that will be followed up with a drilling program with diamond drilling, both at Dokwe Central and North, and that will provide information on metallurgy and geotechnical parameters that we have to attach to the project for the feasibility study. So quite a lot of work underway currently at Dokwe as a whole. And then elsewhere in the portfolio, the next most important thing, I suppose, for us is getting Tavshan through production in its heap leach. So the heap leach and the associated processing plant. This is a very old photograph behind me. It looks completely different now. This is from Tavshan, taken earlier this year. But Tavshan is ready to go. So it's actually been ready to go for well over a month now. We completed the cold and hot commissioning tests. The heap leach pads have been signed off by the government. We're just waiting on the final local or provincial approval to move into commercial operations. So that one we're just waiting on, and then we're ready to go and we can start loading the stockpiled ore, and we've got hundreds of thousands of tons of stockpiled material at Tavshan already. That can get loaded onto the heap leach pads, and we'll be producing gold well before the end of this year. We are actually producing gold from the Tavshan site already, but that's in the context of the trucking operation from Tavshan to the Kızıltepe CIL plant. Kızıltepe is processing the high-grade ore from Tavshan. So we are actually producing from both locations, Kızıltepe and Tavshan, at the current time.
Right. One of the reasons I wanted to speak to you is because many of your peers, obviously the a lot of companies who peers who are just sort of discovering gold rather than producing it, but many of your peers saw their shares finally respond to the gold price going through 3,000, and now it's 3,700 just only in the last couple of months. So it's actually been quite a delay. The market sort of, you know, pretending, well, thinking it didn't really believe the gold price would go up and stay up, but it has. And so presumably, you know, we're probably sort of double the gold price than we were a year ago or something like that. And there is, if you are getting ready for first pour and you do have 1.1 million ounces under your sleeve, presumably there should be a decent re-rate at some point soon.
We strongly believe that will be the case. And you know, it's perhaps worth pointing out that when we first started looking at the Dokwe asset and considering that as a new flagship for the company, that was back in early 2023. And that was just before the gold price had bobbed up and down for a long time, in the sort of 1,250 to, let's say, 1,350 sort of range. And then started to climb a little bit. And then from early 23, it started a marked change. And so, you know, we then completed the acquisition of Dokwe halfway through 2024. That change increased, that the rate of change on the gold price curve increased. And, you know, it just kept going up. So, you know, timing wise, it's been really very very good for us to pick up an asset at that particular moment, and to be at this stage of development. You know, this is a post PFS stage project. It's moving through feasibility. It's got a lot of exploration upside. So, you know, we've got really more than we could possibly wish for. It's a really excellent asset.
Right. And so, I mean, obviously, I speak to CEOs every day, and they'll always say that the stock is undervalued, et cetera, et cetera. I'm saying on your behalf that it looks as though the stock is undervalued. How much do you think that is a factor, or, you know, the history of the company is a factor in that share price being lower than it maybe it should be? Is it something that concerns you, or is it something you just say, well, you know, if you're not in the stock already, you've got an opportunity to get in on the ground floor in a very exciting gold mining company?
Well, that your latter point is absolutely on point. That's very much the case, and you know, we strongly believe in the fundamentals of our business. You know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing unless we genuinely believed in our commodity and believed that we had the team to be able to carry a project such as Dockway all the way through feasibility and beyond. And in the case of our historic interests in Turkey, I mean, they call Anatolia the cradle of civilization. And in our case, Turkey was the cradle of Ariana. And we can draw on that legacy. You know, we were very successful in Turkey. In that case, we had to partner up with Turkish companies, leveraging on their skills, leveraging their capital as well, rather than having to go back to the market for, as it turned out in the case of Kızıltepe, $50 million to get Kızıltepe built, and you know, Tarşan's been similar. So we were able to do those things in that form to be able to build two mines in Turkey and have, you know, one successfully operated over coming up to 9 years now, and then the second one due to come on stream through its heap leach imminently. So, you know, there's a lot of you know, functional history associated with what we did in Turkey, and we're now just going to leverage that skill set into Zimbabwe. So yeah, we strongly believe in the fundamentals of the business, and believe that the market will eventually understand that.
I mean, looking around, there are a couple of companies today, which I won't name, who announced stonking production figures in the gold space. Their market caps are 200, 300. There's West African gold miner, which is producing well. That's at 400. You're at 40 million. So one would have thought that once you've got your gold pour out the way and you are producing, you've been on the right side at least of, let's say, 100 million, up to 200 million, once people can see the gold bars emanating from the mine.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, you know, if you look at a peer group, so an ASX peer group, I mean, we've been looking at that very specifically in recent times, comparing ourselves to other African-focused ASX-listed companies with similar scales of resource, we are undervalued on that basis. So, you know, we've since listing a couple of weeks ago over here, we've seen, you know, a fairly significant jump in our share price. So that's the beginnings of something. And, you know, as long as we keep getting the message out there to this new market, we expect that will start to sort of filter through. And, you know, both London and Australia will ultimately sort of feed off each other in some sense. And, you know, there's a little bit of seesawing in price from one day to another between the two locations. But, you know, certainly over the last week, it had been ratcheting up.
Right. And so does Australia or the ASX typically rate a company like you higher than it would be rated in London? Is that, well, obviously that was probably one of the
yes.
motivations for going there.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, absolutely.
And I suppose you also regard being on the ASX as a badge of honour. It's, you know, it's not easy to get on there. Presumably,
no.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of companies I know, mining companies, who either haven't or weren't able to get on there. So presumably, it is it's a badge of honour for you, and you have that rating, and I suppose liquidity, extra liquidity potential as well.
Oh, very much so, on all counts. And you know, absolutely not an easy process. You know, it's a process that we kicked off a long time ago. And you know, even in the sort of the latest run at the ASX, you know, it really took us from, let's say, March of this year all the way through to just a couple of weeks ago, as I said. So a huge amount of effort from you know, both our team and our advisors to pull that off. And yes, I mean, you're right. You know, it is in a sense a badge of honor, because the requirements that we have to adhere to, the ASX listing rules, I would say that they're much more stringent, and especially in the interpretation of the JORC code, which of course is what we report to, a lot more stringent and focused than we previously experienced in London.
Right, so to finish off, gold going through the roof, you're heading first port by the end of the year. Are those the two drivers, or do you have any other special things that you think that people following your company should look out for?
Yes, I mean, obviously we do have the broader portfolio, and that comprises those other assets that sit within Zenit. So the Zenit Mining Operations, the JV structure that we've got in Turkey, of which we own 23.5%. So Kızıltepe, Tavşan. Kızıltepe, as I said, currently processing Tavşan ore, Tavşan due to come on stream through its heap leach. But then we also have Sullombosh, which is the copper gold molybdenum deposit associated. It's a gold silver system associated with a copper gold moly system. And we've been drilling that. The drilling program's currently paused there. But we are expecting that program to be completed. We've been sort of waiting a little bit because of the mine build at Tavşan. But once we got that operational, Tavşan is on stream, then Zenit will be able to recommit to the completion of the drilling program at Sullombosh. We'll get that underway. And then on the back of that, we'll be completing the geological models, ultimately moving to a new resource estimate for Sullombosh itself. Ardala, the copper gold moly deposit that I mentioned, that will probably remain in the inferred category. There hasn't been sufficient drilling in that area for us to upgrade that resource. So there's more exploration work that will be undertaken there. A lot of data has been collected from the previous drilling programs and geophysical data from places like the Zarli Isla with associated drilling. So yeah, a lot of work will continue on that once we've got Tavşan fully operational. And then a little bit further afield, we've obviously got the partnership with Newmont in Southeast Europe with a nominal Kosovo base. We've got a number of exploration license applications in play in Kosovo and surrounding countries. And Newmont had injected some additional capital, just shy of £700,000 earlier on this year, for us to continue the programs of greenfields exploration in that area while we wait for these exploration license applications to get granted, and then we can move ahead with the programs over there. And likewise, we've got our foot on the portfolio of copper gold assets in Cyprus that we hold in partnership with Samarang Enterprises. So that's just a little bit on the back burner now, but it's part of that sort of Southeast European copper gold play that we've got.
Well, there's certainly plenty going on, and obviously we'll hopefully update later in the year. But in the meantime, Dr. Kerem Sena, Managing Director at Ariana Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.